So this is a joint project with the methodology unit. Last year we looked at various big data sources, for example, including loop detectors for traffic, and we made an inventory of big data sources that could be useful for transport statistics. This year, in cooperation with a consortium of universities and consultants, we have identified three use cases, and these use cases are the most prominent topics, or let's say areas where we could produce statistics from big data. So these three use cases are, I think I mentioned them at some point yesterday. The first one is on charging stations, exploiting the geographical information on charging stations and the road framework and the population grid to try to come to some meaningful indicators on traffic and, for example, find out electrification deserts, areas where you can not easily have access in the EU with your electric car. Then there are two more use cases. The second one is accessibility of public transport, exploiting big data on traffic and the population grid, and then the available public transport timetables. They will be, by European law, they will be more and more published, publicly available. So that's another big source of big data, and then we will try to find some indicators on how far people are living from, how easy they can have access to public transport. And the last one concerns the use of traffic data and emissions. Emissions data on particle matters of different sizes and sulfur oxide emissions are available to the European Environment Agency. They are at very high granularity. There are stations capturing this information in real time, and we can have access to this information. So we will try to find some kind of indicators that will combine geographical layers and maybe also the pollution data. It is all experimental. We are not sure again what will be these indicators and how useful they could be, but we started this work with readily available big data, where we could see that this information is there, and we are trying, with the help of these external contractors, to develop methods. Probably you will hear more about this, and in some countries maybe it will be easier to implement, but it can be a starting point for the European statistical system to look further into all this.